weather updates throughout.
My name is Kevin Van Hentenrick of the Hunter Stone Carving Seminar, and you are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter storm warning through 8 a.m. Wednesday, March 15th. The National Weather Service says that, quote, heavy, wet snow is expected. Total snow accumulations of 12 to 24 inches with localized totals of 2 to 3 feet across the higher terrain of the eastern Catskills and Helderbergs. Winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour can be expected. The National Weather Service also warns that, quote, travel will be very difficult to impossible, including the Tuesday morning and evening commutes. The weight of the heavy snow on tree branches will result in power outages. Snowfall rates will exceed 2 inches per hour at times, especially Tuesday morning. Strong winds will also result in very low visibility, especially Tuesday into Tuesday night. Governor Kathy Hochul warned New Yorkers to be safe during a very intense storm that is expected to dump 1 to 3 feet of snow locally from now through March 15th. Hochul said on March 13th that, quote, this will be a dangerous storm. Please stay off the roads for your own safety. Stay in your homes, also for the safety of these incredible men and women throughout upstate New York who will be giving up their time working around the clock to make sure that the roads are plowed, unquote.
We are looking at what I would call another episode of March Madness. And because of the timing, everybody were saying, stay home, work on your brackets, and make sure that you're supporting our New York State teams that have made the finals. So let's make sure that we are home safe. That's the number one message. There's no reason in the world to have plans to be out.
Hochul put a state of emergency into effect at 8 p.m. on March 13th.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Richard Goldstein of Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Forgot Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin bringing you cuts from Billy Paul, Garbage, Flo and Eddie, and Cyndi Lauper, as well as Geek Speak starting now. Boy Meets Gridlock? Not a Corey, but played one on TV. Boy Meets World star Ben Savage is officially announced he's running for Congress, seeking the Burbank seat currently held by Adam Schiff, who's running for the Senate seat that Dianne Feinstein's been propped up in. Paramount's plan to sell majority stake in BET has two power players in black entertainment interested. Deadline first reported Tyler Perry, already a major content provider for the venerable cable network, is interested. Then updated comedian turned entertainment magazine host turned mogul Byron Allen has also thrown his hat in the ring. The future of a number of the victims from the great HBO Max culling of 2022 have been revealed. Deadline breaking that Warner's Discovery has made deals with Roku and Tubi for WB-branded channels on the free ad-supported streaming TV platforms to rerun Westworld, The Nevers, Cake Boss, Raised by Wolves, and F-Boy Island, among many others. Stars has also come to the rescue for one of those slashes. The LA Times breaking that they've picked up Minx, the acclaimed comedy about a 70s feminist teaming with a porn publisher to create an erotic magazine aimed at women, starting with the nearly completed at the time of cancellation second season. And here's the second stop clock moment for WBD head slash Bane of many, David Zaslav, following the prior one of naming Gunn and Saffron to head the DCU. Turner Classic Movies host Ben Mankiewicz told Entertainment Weekly his new boss has promised to support the channel, particularly in their mission to curate and protect film history. So knock on wood, but maybe TCM will continue to be the one cable channel not to suffer from severe network decay. Cue the iconic Danny Elfman theme, as a Hollywood Reporter broke that Amazon has emerged triumphant in the bidding war for the WBD cut Batman Caped Crusader, the Abrams-Tim-produced mature reboot of Batman the Animated Series, with an initial two-season order and the addition of longtime Batman scribe slash Winter Soldier creator Ed Brubaker to the creative team. The war for control of Gotham's underworld following the events of The Batman goes triple threat. Variety reports Clancy Brown will go from chopping heads off and ordering SpongeBob around to portray Salvatore Moroni in the upcoming Penguin HBO Max spinoff. The until recently jailed Gotham Crime Lord, previously portrayed in live action by Eric Roberts in The Dark Knight and David Zayas in Gotham. Our first set begins with a British novelty that I can't remember how I came across. Thought maybe it was lost media, but backtracking in those quarters turned up nothing. So from the late 80s to early 90s, CBBC interstitial series The Broom Cupboard, Here Is There, and in 1992 the UK Olympic team, mascot Ed the Duck with Awesome Dude.
This is Ed the Duck and Awesome Dude. What's that?
What's happening, Duckman Zero? Now I'm around, Ed means hero.
Ed means hero.
So rap with me to this cool ballad. I'm telling you now, I'm one funky mellow.
He's one funky mellow.
So check this out, there is no doubt when Ed's in town, we're chilling out.
We're chilling out, there is no doubt.
Now I ain't good, I'm bad, can't you see? They call me Ed, that's E double D.
Totally cool. I'm Ed the Duck and I'm an awesome dude.
Hip hop happening and totally cool. I'm Ed the Duck and I'm an awesome dude. Say, Ed the Duck is here. Wanna ruffle my feathers? Get out of here. I'm yellow on the outside, but it's a different story on the inside. I'm nasty. I'm cool. Being bad is my only rule. I'm incredible. I'm a master. You know the speed of light? Well, I'm faster.
Hip hop and totally cool. I'm Ed the Duck and I'm an awesome dude. Hip hop happening and totally cool. I'm Ed the Duck and I'm an awesome dude.
Say that.
What's happening?
Say that. Hey, Ed. Now listen to me, Ed. No matter where you go or what you do, you'll always be a duck, Ed.
Boy, I want to be a duck.
I guess if you really want to be a duck, go right ahead.
Ed the Duck and I'm mega cool. I don't swim in the pond, I just sit by the pool.
He sits by the pool. He's such a poser.
Brando, Dean, Travolta, and the Fonz. When it comes to being cool, I'm no Aileron.
He's no Aileron.
So check this out, there is no doubt. When Ed's in town, we're chilling out. I'm bad, can't you see? They call me E, that's E double D.
E double D.
By the way, that's double D.
Hip hop happening and totally cool. I'm Ed the Duck and I'm an awesome dude. Hip hop happening and totally cool. I'm Ed the Duck and I'm an awesome dude.
The rappers
rappers in the world look up to me, cause I'm greater than they'll ever be. On a microphone, I'm so lyrical. Take a look at me, I'm a miracle. I've got charisma and personality, but I'm a duck in reality. Some people may say I'm rude, but I'm a bird with an attitude. I'm a master of disaster. Nobody can ever move faster. I'm a gift, don't give me no lip.
That was Flo and Eddie of the Turtles under one of their numerous pseudonyms, Checkpoint Charlie, performing Show Me the Way to Go Home, preceded by 1990 British children's show inspired novelty Awesome Dude by Ed the Duck. A little bit of financial speculation crossing over into the one remaining rights issue Disney struggles with in regards to Marvel. The Rappaport Citigroup analyst Jason Bazinet believes that part of the possible sale of the Mouse's 67% of Hulu to remaining 33% owner Comcast could be the opportunity to get back the distribution rights to the Hulk and MCU newcomer Namor that have kept the former a co-star / ensemble player since the flopping of the Edward Norton Hulk sequel. Karen Page and Foggy Nelson will not be there to witness Daredevil born again, but a certain more violent vigilante will. THR reports the supporting mainstays won't play a role in next year's Disney Plus series, but John Bernthal will be wearing the iconic and misappropriated skull emblem of the Punisher once again. Bob Iger laid some further changes coming for both the MCU and Star Wars at a Morgan Stanley press conference recently. To sum up, for the four-color crowd, the Disney CEO says he doesn't believe volume is the issue, but rather the amount of exposure for established characters. quote, do you need a third or fourth, for instance, or is it time to turn to other characters, unquote. Naturally, this is seen as a response to the soft reception for the recent Thor and Ant-Man sequels. Regarding Star Wars also leads us into the next piece, the CEO saying they're being more careful and less aggressive on the film front, as shortly before this Variety passed on from their sources that Patty Jenkins' Rogue Squadron and the untitled Kevin Feige film have been dropped into the Sarlacc pit. However, both the Lindelof Obey Genoi and Taika Waititi films are continuing development, with the latter to also feature the director in a major supporting role. Starting Doctor Who news with a lament of what could have been, I believe on the Tuesday afternoon incarnation of Forgotten Geek, I said at the time that being human, creator slash Doctor Who writer Toby Whitehouse was my preferred pick to showrun the latter after Moffat left. And in conversation with the Radio Times, Whitehouse said while he doesn't believe he was in contention, he would have taken it in a double heartbeat. So while I remain a medium defender of Chibnall, he was my second choice over Mark Gatiss, who I felt would have been too similar to Moffat. And given Chibnall's acceptance of the role was reluctant and down to no one else supposedly wanting it. What could have been? What will definitely be, and hopefully be spectacular, is a long return for Russell T. Davis, as he told the Standard he'll be spending years on Doctor Who with the exclusion to the exclusion of other projects. While his Doctor Who companion pointed out this could just mean a few, I'm sure given the logistics of relaunching the franchise, it'll at least be as long as his original run. And from the moment of his announced return, I've foreseen him remaining on board at least in an executive slash quality control role for the foreseeable future. That future including returning companions and spin-offs has more solid ground, as Katie Jo Grant Manning recently told comic book resources at a BFI screening of the Sea Devil serial, quote, there will be spin-offs, there will be people returning, I do know that. Okay, holdouts, you really won't have an excuse to finally give Star Trek Discovery another chance as of next year. Deadline reports the fifth season will air in early 2024 and serve as the finale for the time-jumping journey of Spock's adopted sister and her crew. London's West End is getting turned upside down later this year, with a teaser trailer revealing the Stranger Things stage play is coming there first. Directed by Stephen Daldy and written by Kate Treffery, from a plot by the Duffers and his Dark Materials writer, Jack Thorne, The First Shadow takes us back to Hawkins 1959, as young Hopper, Joyce, and Bob deal with the usual teen issues, while new student Henry Creel arrives and the clock begins ticking away. Taking over a role last held by Hopper himself, Jack Kesey, best known as Black Tom Cassidy in Deadpool 2, will wield the Fist of Doom in the new Hellboy movie, The Crooked Man. Today's second set shows us the way, starting with Alala's take on the Mandalorian theme. Thank you.
creó el cielo y la tierra. Y Dios creó al hombre, y el hombre creó las máquinas, y las máquinas crearon la música, y la música fue el lenguaje de Dios. Y Dios vio que era bueno y llenó al mundo de música.
After Alala's cover of the Mandalorian theme, we heard State of the Union's Spanish language cover of VV Nation's Honor. Closing out the first half with some more geek speak, the success of The Last of Us is leading to a new take on another plant-based apocalyptic horror classic. Acclaimed Chernobyl director Johan Renck, who recently exited Dune: The Sisterhood over creative differences, is set to helm Amazon's multiple mini-series expanded adaptation of John Wyndham's The Day of the Triffids. Concerning an invasion of Earth by sentient plants preceded by a meteor shower that blinds a majority of humanity. It's been previously adapted as a 1962 movie, three radio plays, and two BBC miniseries from 1981 and 2009. As Michelle Yeoh soars to Oscar level, one of her classics is getting a new and more thorough adaptation. Deadline reports Lucifer and Expanse writer-producer Jason Ng will work with Sony to adapt Wong DeLu's Crane Iron Pentology, the classic Chinese novel series that was given a mildly condensed adaptation with 2000's Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And now enter the Creedverse. Deadline reports that while no projects are yet greenlit, the monster success of the third entry in the Rocky Legacy spinoff ensures that'll change soon, with plans for a live TV series, a movie about daughter Amara, and even an anime. Jenna Ortega is not leaving Burtonville behind anytime soon, as THR reports a new Wednesday, is in talks to play the daughter of Lydia Dietz for the long-developing Beetlejuice sequel. We may get to say hail to the king once more, as while promoting Evil Dead Rises, Bruce Campbell told Bloody Disgusting that an animated spin-off starring Ash is in early development. Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, the next generation. Deadline broke that Fox has ordered a pilot for Bedrock, an animated sequel to the pioneering 60s animated sitcom. It'll focus on Elizabeth Banks as the now adult Pebbles and her family dealing with the transition from the Stone Age to the Bronze Age. You're tearing me apart, Kim. In the Why Not Remake Bad Films category, Slash Film, with confirmation tweet from the star following, report that a remake of The Room with Bob Odenkirk stepping into the shoes of Tommy Wiseau has already filmed as a fundraiser for AIDS research organization AMFAR. This was also a surprise to the original would-be auteur slash man of mystery. Wiseau's reps tell a Variety they had never been contacted and were unaware until the article landed. Head into the second half of Forgotten Geek on WGXC. Here's Billy Paul's rendition of Mrs. Robinson.
Bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson, heaven knows a place for those who pray. Hey, 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 hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your cupcake. Son, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. That you say, Mrs. Robinson, Jody Joe has left and gone away. Hey, 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 hey,
there are places I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead, and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I'll love you more.
That was a surprisingly touching Golden Throat of Sean Connery singing In My Life, before which we heard Mrs. Robinson as rendered by Billy Paul. Now here is, and pardon my German, John F. de Gropius Lerschen with Berlin, Berlin.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein Berliner.
Niemand hat die Absicht, eine Mauer zu errichten.
Meine Damen und Herren, meine Damen und Herren, die Mauer muss weg, 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 weg. Meine Damen und Herren, meine Damen und Herren, das Herz der Nation schlägt hier.
Meine Damen und Herren,
Berlin, Berlin.
After Berlin, Berlin by John F. D. Gropius Lurchen, we heard I'm in Love with a German Film Star by The Passions. For today's final set, here's Garbage with Boys Wanna Fight.
The boys wanna fight. The boys wanna fight. The boys wanna fight. The boys wanna fight. I'm happy to dance all night.
Calling Boys Wanna Fight by Garbage, we heard Nico's overclocked cover of Living on a Prayer. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with One Hitters 1974. Stay safe as we go out with the Arthur Baker remix of Cyndi Lauper's classic moment of getting something past the censors, She Bop.